Hunting for that magical genie with piles of cash? Join Candace and her guests as they uncover financial secrets, have a laugh at past mistakes, and savor financial rebounds. Thank you for listening. Let's dive in and do something today that your future self will thank you for.
Hello and welcome to the Money Flow Genie podcast. I'm Candace and I'm here to give you a little tip today on another way that you can make extra money with someone else's money. Well, yes, that would be called maybe private lending. No, I'm talking about there is a way that you can invest your money just by putting it in a bank and get paid. Now, it is a little bit of work and you do have to read the fine print. But you ever get those notices in the mail or you see something, an ad come up on one of your social media accounts, a bank that's offering $250 if you put your money and make a deposit and open up a new account? Well, would you believe it or not, there are people that I know that do this as part of a side gig, so to speak, to make money. They make anywhere from $9,000, sometimes $15,000, depending on what the banks are offering, in opening up new accounts. Now, you do need to have a little bit of cash. So usually, sometimes they have like, what, $1,500, $2,000. But if you have that money, you're able to put it into an account that has a open a new account bonus. They range depending upon the amount of the money that you're going to be depositing. Sometimes 250, sometimes 150, 100, sometimes 500, depending on the amount. What happens is that you deposit your money, read the fine print. You have to understand that usually it involves some kind of direct deposit. But if you're able to open an account, you can take the money, and after the term that you leave the money there, they will deposit this money to your account. Then you can close the account after the appropriate amount of time, and you've made that $250 plus your initial investment, plus whatever interest that you were earning on it, which is probably not that much at that, these type of accounts. And then you take that and you put it into another bank that has the same type of offer. And that's how this person is able to build up, or you can build up, those extra $250, $500, $200. The more small amounts of money that you have to strategically put in these different banks that offer for opening a new account, the more money you're going to make. Now, it is a little bit of work because, like I said, you need to be able to read the fine print. What are the requirements in order for them to deposit that money? Because they don't deposit it until you've met the requirement, which is usually a span of time and having some kind of in and out money flow within that account. Now, that would usually be a direct deposit. So that sometimes you can work around if you're like myself and you don't have a direct deposit paycheck from another business. We can talk about in the show notes, I'll give you a few other links that you can learn about how are ways to create a direct deposit in an account when you don't really have that type of an option in your lifestyle. So that's my tip for today. I hope this helps you and gives you a little tip, and hopefully you're going to make a little extra money by doing this little strategic of moving your own money around and having the banks pay you for once, much better than what they actually pay you when you just leave your money sitting there. Have a great day, and let's collaborate again on the next episode. Thank you.
The info in this podcast is straight from our personal experiences. You alone possess the power to manifest your desires. You are the genie in the bottle, awaiting your command. So ask smart questions. We're not licensed financial pros, so be sure to consult with a licensed professional, attorney, or tax consultant.